More than 1,000 people have been told to get tested for coronavirus after 9 COVID-19 cases were linked to a pub in southwest Sydney. All patrons who visited the Crossroads Hotel between the 3rd and the 10th of July are being told to get tested and self-isolate for 14 days. Parents of kids in prep to year 10 are facing the prospect of at least 6 more weeks of remote learning as Victoria tries to control more than 100 COVID-19 outbreaks. Years 11 and 12 students, specialist schools and those outside the restricted areas will return to the classroom today. Federal government's rolling out a second round of cash stimulus payments today as the nation struggles to deal with a wave of new coronavirus outbreaks. About 5 million Australians, including pensioners, people on disability support and low-income earners, will start seeing the $750 payments in their bank accounts. And a baby girl has died in a house fire in the MacArthur region southwest of Sydney. The body of the 5-month-old was found inside the Bargo property. After fire crews were called overnight, paramedics treated a 79-year-old woman and a 57-year-old man for smoke inhalation and lacerations. And wild weather is on the way for parts of New South Wales, with the state's south coast expected to receive a drenching today. The Bureau of Meteorology says up to 100 millimetres of rain is expected to fall in some areas, with strong winds to be hit by Tuesday.